Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, with us on the Mercedes-Benz of Bedford hotline, Bob Nightingale from USA Today. Bob, I thought it was a great weekend, or not weekend, but great Monday and Tuesday for baseball. Home run derby, fantastic. Aaron Judge, you know, was amazing. And then I thought the game was great and showing off all the young stars. Do you think baseball hit a home run the last 2 days?
Well, the home run derby was certainly good. I mean, Aaron Judge saved that thing. You know, baseball and ESPN owes him a ton. Without him, and the ratings could have really been bad. You know, the game was just, you know, entertaining, you know, watching on TV. If you were at the game itself and in the stadium and didn't hear the live interviews, then it was a dud. I mean, it was just, you know, one of those dull All-Star games. You have those once in a while, and this is one of them. You know, just a lot of strikeouts, you know, very, very little drama. I mean, the only drama in the game was the, Nelson Cruz taking the picture with Joe West.
Bob, let's go back to the home run derby for just a minute. You know, we all expected it to be a star-studded event, and we knew Aaron Judge was this young, you know, rook who's just having a tremendous season. Bob, you've covered the game for a long time. I mean, what do you make of this kid? I mean, how special is he, and how good can he be?
Yeah, it remains to be seen. I mean, let's face it. The Yankees are shocked about this as much as anybody. I mean, he always didn't make the team out of spring training. You know, I was always, you know, the big kid and everybody liked great personality, but they didn't think he could, you know, make these kind of adjustments. Greg Bird was their guy. He was the guy getting all the fanfare. So hopefully it lasts. I mean, baseball needs stars in big cities. They need a guy like this in New York. And he's such a wonderful kid. You can't help but root for him with his personality. Very down to earth, modest. And so we'll see if it lasts, you know. I don't expect him to hit 30, you know, the second half of the season and, you know, 60 home runs every year. But hopefully he'll have a nice, you know, perennial all-star type of career.
Bob Nightingale, USA Today. Bob, plenty of star talent here with the Indians, 5 all-stars. And Jose Ramirez, a guy who was not a top prospect, had a good year last year, has really been the best Indians player. Got 2 hits yesterday. I know you talk about a surprise with Aaron Judge to some degree, but he was certainly a bigger prospect than Jose Ramirez was. How stunning has it been how good this guy has become?
Oh, yeah, marvelous story. Just, you know, what he's done. I mean, you know, kind of thinking of him as a utility-type player. And gets an opportunity and takes off. I was with a writer from a National League team and never heard of the guy. You know, he's always an all-star. So kind of, you know, flies around the radar despite having the fabulous, first half. So, a great story. And if he was in a bigger market in New York or L.A., then I think you'd even see him almost like as a huge name throughout the game.
By the way, no, Bob, maybe the guy's your friend, but that's embarrassing. If you're, I know you're a National League reporter, but what kind of baseball reporter are you if you never heard of the guy?
Yeah, he did get some ribbing from a few of us.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
That he happened to tell. And, you know, it's not like the old days where the leagues don't play, so
right.
You still have interleague play.
No, Bob, the Indians obviously had great representation there last night. Tito was supposed to manage, but because of an illness, he couldn't. And you know, obviously they had the coaching staff there and 5 players represented. It's great to see. I mean, from an Indians perspective, to finally have some guys in there and to have that representation was pretty cool. And all the young star power with Lindor and to have Michael Brantley back, I think it's a nice little story.
Oh, it is. And I thought the fans did a great job voting these guys. I mean, to have, Dickerson from Tampa Bay, you know, as the DH. Mm-hmm. Have Rockies have 4 All-Stars. Houston Astros had 6. You know, it wasn't like the old days when they, sure. You had just a million Yankees and Dodgers. You know, I thought it was pretty cool. You know, nothing against the Cubs. But last year, hey, the Cubs did deserve it. You know, they had 7 All-Stars. You know, maybe 1 or 2 too many. And this year just won. So it's almost like, hey, fans are paying attention. Like, we're not going to just go with the household names or whoever plays in the biggest markets. So, yeah, very cool for Indians fans.
Yeah, I do think the fans are – it seems like every year fans are doing a better job of voting. There's always been a lot of criticism. I think in general, fans have stopped being homers and have voted for the best guys, Bob. And I think that's great because I like that it's the fans' game, especially now that they're getting it right more often than not.
Yeah, and then, you know, then the players get to pick their guys.
Right.
And the commissioner's office fills in the blank. So, yeah, I think they did as good job this year as perhaps they've ever done in the history of All-Star voting.
Bob, so the Indians obviously didn't get off to a great start this year. They've played a lot better in the last month. They're back in first place where we expect. But let's talk about their pitching right now. Obviously, Kluber's been great since coming off the DL. Carrasco, who was a borderline All-Star, could have been an All-Star, has been great. But Salazar's been a disaster for a year, and he's banged up. Bauer's been unreliable. Tomlin's been unreliable. Clevinger's been okay. Do you see the Indians making a move for a pitcher? And if so, how big a move do you think they're going to make?
You know, I think they'll scour it out. But I don't think they'll make a big move. I mean, there's only a couple of guys out there. You know, Quintana, the White Sox are asking for a ton. Sonny Gray, who's injury prone. You know, I think you kind of wait for Danny Salazar. And hopefully he comes on. You know, they still have enough pitching. You know, you'd like to see someone step up. You know, but certainly, you know, Tomlin's got all the experience. Bauer's certainly capable of it. So, you know, you still have every bit of chance as a year ago. So I think they may, you know, make a move, but I think it'll be a small move.
You really think Salazar will be able to bounce back here? He had that rehab start last night, so he's feeling all right, but he's been talking about this shoulder pain his whole season. I think fans are a little weary. I'm a little weary, to be honest with you, of Salazar being someone you can count on.
Yeah, no, he's definitely tough to count on for sure, but at least he's an arm coming
up.
You know, I can count on Sonny Gray. This guy's been hurt so often. So it's just a... one of those things. I mean, it's still like, you know, even with their injuries, I still like that staff, you know, better than the Minnesota Twins or the Kansas City Royals.
Sure.
You know, so they should still be the team to beat in the Central, although I would keep my eye on the Royals just because, you know, they've been there. They've got that experience.
We're talking with Bob Nightingale, USA Today. Bob, could a guy like – is there any chance I know there was a rumor this week about it, but do you think there's any realistic chance that Michael Fulmer of the Tigers – or Jacob DeGrom and the Mets could be traded?
No, zero chance.
Zero chance on both guys.
Yeah. I mean, Fulmer, you're going to, you know, and that's the type of guy you want to build your team around.
Right.
You know, I mean, this guy's already a proven Major League All-Star at a young age with the, not making money. So, no, absolutely not with Fulmer. And DeGrom, you know, I mean, the Mets, yeah, they had a tough season, but they're still going to have those pitchers back next year. You're still going to have a healthy Syndergaard. Harvey for last year's contract. So I can't see that either. I mean, if you traded DeGrom, you know, I mean, to get a guy like that, you know, you'd probably have to start with Lindor. I mean, that's how good that guy is.
Yeah. What about, you know, Yu Darvish might be the best pitcher that gets traded, but obviously he's a free agent at the end of the year. How big a haul do you think they can get in return? Like, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm not sure they trade him. I think they would get a ton.
Yeah.
I know he's a, you know, free agent, so you're not going to get, you know, I mean, you won't get as much, won't cost as much as a Quintana or some of those other guys. But I don't see them trading him because they still want to sign the Japanese two-way player, Otani, and they're good friends. And no one's going to want to blow a chance to get this guy because this guy, you know, they put him as one of the top five pitchers in all of baseball, and he can hit too.
We're talking with Bob Nightingale of USA Today. Bob, obviously, Terry Francona would, you know, was unable to be at the All-Star game because of the, you know, the surgery he had. They're saying minor surgery. Supposed to be with the team this weekend when they go to the West Coast. Was talking to people around, you know, the All-Star game, were people concerned that you know, this could get worse here, could affect his career, or were they confident that he was going to be okay?
Well, people worry about Terry. I mean, he's had some health problems and everything else, and it's a stressful job. You know, it's like with San Francisco, people worry about Bruce Bochy, who's had a couple of, you know, heart procedures. You know, and the thing about Terry, he's probably the most, you know, beloved manager in the game. Everybody loves Terry Francona. So they just worry about him and hope he's, you know, hope he's all right. You know what managing means to him. And, you know, the All-Star break came at a perfect time. and he's got a very good staff, obviously, with Millsy and everybody else there. So, you know, it's not like he has to take all that burden on himself. He just needs to relax a little bit.
Hey, Bob, how real is this Derek Jeter stuff with buying the Marlins and trying to get MJ involved or Michael Jordan involved and put a group together?
Well, you know, I mean, he's a name, you know, and so, sure. But, you know, he's got the same front office experience as the three of us have, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know, you know, what he would do to a franchise like that. So, you know, I mean, his group, obviously, with his name and iconic brand, can get, you know, tons of investors. But right now, I think he's on the outside looking in, and which is probably a good thing. I mean, it's not like he's buying Tampa Bay Rays where he lives in Tampa or the Yankees or some marquee team. This franchise has been losing money in the King, and you hate to have your image sullied being associated with it, with a team like the Marlins, who have been just a miserable franchise for a long time.
Bob Nightingale, USA Today. Bob, I think the commissioner overall has done a very good job. I love the fact that the game didn't count yesterday. That rule was one of the dumbest rules in the history of sports. But what's the resistance? Is it him? Is it National League owners? Talk about the resistance to going DH in the National League. And, you know, I grew up a National League fan. When I was a kid, I couldn't imagine saying this. But you have interleague play on a daily basis. I think you have to have the same rules. Why so resistant? And who's the most resistant?
Yeah, I mean, just a traditional thing. I agree with you. I mean, with the interleague play every single day, you should have the same rules. And hey, they're trying to get more offense in the game. I mean, not so much this year, but in the past, with all the spiking home runs. But, you know, everybody likes to have more offense. You know, why not have a DH, especially with injuries now? There's not too many teams that have a traditional DH. It's more just like a rotating body.
Yep.
Nobody wants to see the pitchers hit. I agree. I think one day that does change. I talked to National League GMs about that, and it should. And, you know, it's like I remember Jim Leland said a few years ago, the Detroit Tigers ended their season in Miami. And he says, I'm going to kill somebody if those games mean something. If there's the biggest games of the year, you know, I don't want to be without, you know, Victor Martinez when he's starting a lineup.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a real tough thing for American League team to end up in a National League city at the end of the year.
Bob Nightingale, USA Today, is our guest talking a little Major League Baseball. Bob, the balls. The balls have been a big conversation, topic of conversation, being juiced, all these home runs. I think it's a big hubbaloo, if that's how you call it. Why are we making a big deal about the balls, Bob?
Just because they're flying places they've never flown before. I mean, you know, guys are going off the field all the time. You know, Gordon of Kansas City broke his bat and still hit a home run. You know, guys are having career highs. And pitchers are struggling. You know, I mean, Kershaw of the Dodgers has given more home runs than ever. So, yeah, and they're all using the same balls. But, you know, people want to know why it's happening, and nobody believes that the players are juiced.
Yeah.
But, you know, you talk to pitchers, and they're convinced that the balls are juiced. Something's different with the balls.
Yeah.
Too many guys are having blister problems and fingernail problems. And I guarantee you sit down with pitchers all privately, you know, 95% of them say something strange is going on.
And it may be true. I think the casual fan, you know, I'm a diehard, but I think the casual fan, Bob, likes the more home runs. And unlike steroids, where it's not an even playing field, this is. So I think most fans like it and don't care.
No, they do like it. You're absolutely right. You know, just like, you know, in strikeouts, you know, fans don't want to see, you know, strikeouts by six different guys on the staff. But I think they do like it when a starter, you know, strikes out 10 or more. They get a kick out of that.
Yep.
It's just the, you know, when you have five or six different relievers coming in the game and not two strikeouts apiece, they hate to see that. You know, the problem baseball is concerned about is just a lack of an action. You know, about a third of the time, it's either a home run, strikeout, or walk. You know, you hardly see any more rallies.
Yeah, you know, it's not as many of the stringing together, the singles and doubles, to get runs. It's all feast or famine.
Yeah, exactly. So that's a lot of inactivity during games. So I'd be shocked if we don't have a pitch clock next year in the game. And I think maybe even limit trips to the mound. So they're going to try to speed this thing up.
You think we're going to see, I mean, I like the replays in the game. I think they could quicken that up as well. And also, they should be able to check. Sometimes on like these check swings, whether it hit the bat or not or whatever, we're not able to replay that. You think that's going to be added?
I don't know. The trouble is you start adding that, then you're going to really start, you know, delaying the game. You know, if you see, you know, especially as Check swings, you know, you watch the replay four times. I don't know whether the guy went across the plate or not on those things. That's tough. But they've gotten better with the replay. I mean, now when there's a close play, what they tell me is that, you know, they're already in the instant replay booth looking at that play ahead of time before there's even a challenge anticipating it. What bothers me, though, is like, if you watch an NFL game or a college football game, it seems like you have so many different camera angles. We know within 10 seconds whether the call was right or not. In baseball, you know, we'll watch the replays, you know, slow motion for 2 minutes and can't tell.
I think there's been some unintended consequences to this in terms of guys coming off the bag after a slide on a steal. But, you know, what are you going to do? And you're right. You can't always see it. Also, they should have the ump wear a mic like they do in football so we understand the call, because sometimes it's confusing.
Yeah, you know, I think that day is coming. I would not be surprised at all to see that next year. You're absolutely right. And they're about trying to make it more fan-friendly. I mean, I remember, it was up until just a few years ago, they would never show a close play on the scoreboard. They didn't want to incite the fans.
Yeah.
You know, now they see it. But, yeah, I agree with you. I could see that happening next year as well.
All right, so you do think we might see DH in the National League eventually? Just to go back to that?
You were talking to different National League GMs. They see it, too. But, yeah, just with the daily interleague play, it makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just it's silly to have, you know, two different roles for when teams are having interleague play and going for the same playoffs.
Right. Spots. All right, Bob. We appreciate the time.
All right. My pleasure. Thanks.
Thanks, Bob Nightingale. Some interesting stuff from him, including we could see the DH in the National League finally, he thinks, at some point. And he also doesn't think the Indians are going to make a huge trade. Do we have a problem with that? We'll talk about it next. And then Andrew Brenner is going to join us at 4 o'clock, the senior producer of The Dynasty That Almost Was, the story of the 1990s Indians. He'll join us in a little over 20 minutes. All coming up right here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.